It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody you are listening to, or watching, as the case may be, Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than eating a 12-step program, but having no feet, but instead fins. Well, explained. You could join...
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, they're not always easy. Sometimes they're thinkers. You could join our chat room, Denpain. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, watch on the Davin's Den page on Facebook. Audio is better on davincomedy.com. But the video, you'll be able to see us all. Or at least two of us, where Joe is efforting. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the efforting Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good evening.
And the effortless Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, Florida says you decide if your kid should quarantine. California says kids can have secrets from mommy and daddy. People selling their homes are watching you. Air Alaska says take your support animal and check it. Fish are drug addicts, and we will learn more about a scammer and active Army Sergeant Michelle, a real hero, if you will. So we have a lot
sure.
to get. We have a lot to get to.
Yes.
Joe is efforting to get his video up. He is having he's having issues with his internet. He always does. I guess they don't want to put internet in that complex.
No, it's got the internet. It's just it works. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. It's frustrating.
You know, it's not sex with a woman, Joe. It should be 100%. You know? I mean, it's not trying to make a girl come. It's like turning something on. Well, they're both turning something on, but this one, there should not be a magic button that you have to search for.
I understand that, but I'm highly assure you, on my list of ways to unwind, it's not fucking around with the internet.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming you, but you got to get these people, because you've had this issue for several months now. You got to get these clowns out there. Have them fix it for you.
I think we all need tech support, live and help.
I have it.
Yeah.
I have tech support.
Oh,
live
it's true.
Yeah, so I married smart. Look at me. All right. I guess, Pip was in the ER, but she says it's not that entertaining, so I don't know if we need to know about that, but are you okay? No, Joe, you don't go to the ER to unwind, but we got 3 hours, and you're like, I want to finish on time tonight, so if it's not entertaining, you know, what's the point? Like I said, if it's not about her ass, the stories kind of leave a little something to be desired. So she said it's not a butt story, so right there, we're a little disappointed. If there's not a new eruption of the fissure, really, what are we talking about?
Really? Yeah, no, it was not entertaining. It was the least noteworthy visit to the ER I've ever had.
Your internals are good?
No, but they couldn't find what's wrong.
Why didn't they ask?
They did.
No, ask me. Ask me. I should have been called. I have a list.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, they did an MRI, which is always interesting.
What hurts now? What are we dealing with now with you?
Well, I don't really know what's hurting. I have a theory, but they couldn't find anything I thought it was.
You went to the emergency room on a theory.
No, I went. It's really weird because it is female in nature, or I thought, because I have an ongoing problem. I don't have a gynecologist at the moment because he packed up shop. Said he had a medical emergency, so he had to close his practice, and was gone.
You know what? You're
and scram. What happened to him?
Yeah, don't.
I don't know. I've been trying to find out.
Pip's head shrinkers and gynecologists are like Trump lawyers. They don't half them don't stick around, and the other half won't take the job. So pretty much what Pip is left with is what Donald Trump was left with. Pip is going to be calling Rudy Giuliani for to inspect the area down there. That's where we are with that. You're just going to see Rudy poke his head out from between her legs with the flop sweat that he's known for, and just babble incoherently, because that's where we are with this. We are left.
To just have my problems and go.
No. We are left with Rudy having to inspect you in front of a dildo shop like he was doing for the president.
Oh my God.
That's where we are left.
No, please, no.
Because nobody who is qualified will see you anymore.
Well, a friend of mine was also going there, and she goes, "Did you get that letter?" And I hadn't even seen it. And she goes, "Yeah, he just like left." And so this was pre-COVID. So and
my
guy knows, like,
sent me a letter.
There's nothing in the office but stirrups and tumbleweeds.
Right, the tumbleweeds. I don't know how useful that could have been.
You just see vagrants rummaging around for like what are they called, spectrums? Well, they're not spectrums. What do they call those things?
Speculum.
Yeah, you get to see vagrants rummaging around for old speculum so they could sell them on the black market. That's what's happened to his little shop.
I have me some groin pain. Somebody went in an airplane. I'm home alone. I'm gonna groan. My gyno sent me a letter.
You know what's
pretty nice.
You know what's interesting for a living, but gynos basically say gone fishing. But now this guy's really gone fishing.
He's open wide and say
He's seen things down there. He's got that faraway look in his eyes.
I've had problems with down below and all the inner workings since I was like 20 years old.
You're like my wife's Buick. Enough already. We fix one thing and something else goes out and it's just more and more expensive. And you, like the Buick, are both big, white, and have outlived your usefulness.
What are you gonna do? Just put me down?
Listen, I'll put you on Craigslist, see if I can get anything for you. That's where we are with things. You and the Buick.
The show's having a fire sale.
if you buy the Buick, we'll throw in Pip.
That's not going to add to the value, and you know it.
I've spent more money on that damn Buick, and it never ends. And now it's the same thing with your tender parts. Enough already. Time to walk away.
I see Joe.
Yeah, nobody's been that excited about that. Hello, Joe.
Oh, the tender parts have been an issue, and I did call the nurse practitioner, and I had an appointment for Saturday morning, but she said, honestly, all I'm going to do is send you to the ER to go and get tests, so you might as well just go straight to the ER. So I went early Sunday morning.
You know, nobody wants to deal with it when the medical profession's like, listen, I don't want your money. I'd rather not see you at all.
They keep passing me along.
They are like, farming out your privates to other people. It's like, enough. We know what it is. We're familiar with it. We're way too more intimate with your intimates.
Yeah. Farming them out.
They don't want to deal with it anymore. Enough. It's broken. You're not using it. Suck it up, Buttercup.
It's going to be like dealing with somebody in Pakistan with the cable. Okay, did you try putting this in? Yes, I did. You just twist it around?
Well, Joe, that's how Pip got in this mess. She tried putting this in, and it's never been the same again.
Did you try unplugging and plugging it back in?
Yes, I did. Also came. But nonetheless.
Wow. All right. Apparently, Joe's having a backdoor fun in his house. That's good to know.
The weirdest part was, with all this going on, when I went to the hospital, I didn't even have to drop trow. They were just like right in the MRI machine. Can't find anything. Get out.
It's a, nobody wants to, anything to do with that. A doctor quit the business. A nurse practitioner said, get to step and we don't want to see you here. And the hospital's like, listen, what can we do to placate you where you stay fully clothed? Nobody wants to deal with this. I'll tell you, Mr. Helix like deserves like an award for having to deal with this. Apparently there's a monster down there and everybody's afraid.
Like, and only he knows.
Yeah, if you spread Pip's leg, it's like the monster from 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Apparently. No one wants to deal with that shit.
take the hint, woman! Sew it closed!
No. That's not helping because the pain stays in.
Oh, my God. The pain stays in. Wow.
You know
what that is? That's the pain of a million jokes that didn't hit. That's what that is.
And no wonder it's so bad. That's a lot.
It's a lot of jokes, and that's where you just push them down, and that's where it hurts. That's what happens.
No, I know. That's where I store them.
Yes.
It's painful.
The jokes that don't hit. So you have pain, and nobody really wants to take a deep dive in there, so they're just like, let's MRI it. Nobody wants to go looking around, fishing around, see what's going on. They're like, you know what, you're old enough.
Well, bless his heart, Mr. Helix has taken to spelunking time and again, but he wouldn't be able to.
Let me tell you something. If you got to call it spelunking, Just put yellow tape around it and don't, because you know what? A small child will fall in there, and we don't need that.
God knows I've been steering clear of the small children.
It says keep out. Get your collie away from there. There's nothing down there.
If you need Swiss Alp yodeling music every time he tries to make an advance.
well, in the Helix household, Joe, we call that foreplay.
Yes, we do, but it's now things are inconclusive. So I'm in the Netherlands of having a problem and no idea how to fix it.
How is it
now? Well, I'm sorry. You still you with the day program? You had to go in, right? You didn't take any time off because you're still on the probation.
Yeah, no, I'm still dragging the carcass in every day.
That won't last. Remember, yeah. they can't keep people. People are leaving that job within 3 hours. They're leaving at lunch. So Pip is going to feel pretty comfortable with her status, and then they will see the true Helix, the one who shows in about 3 times a week.
Well, excuse me, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee in Bolivia. I'm out of here.
I'd like to see where these beans were picked. I'm going to take the journey now.
No, they actually like me.
No, I know they like you, but they don't have a choice. Nobody else will stay.
It is pretty wild.
So it's pretty wild.
There is somebody that's newer than me, and she's actually supposed to go to. It's kind of weird because they're opening another location, and they hired her, and she's with us to train to go to the other location, and they haven't told her where it is.
Oh, you know where it is? It's where your pain is from. It's where the pain in your nether regions is. That's where she's going to work. If she can
drop her in like SEAL Team
6. I don't know. And she's already like worried about it. And I'm getting little hints from her that she's not going to last that long.
No, you know what? All you need to do is tell her, honey, it's okay. At this location, you'll get your own desk.
I know.
You don't have to fight for it like it's MMA.
Every day something weird is happening there. It's still, you know, a good place to work. It's just that they're in the midst of like this upheaval, and so every day there's stuff that changes and there's new people and there's not enough places to put them, and it's hilarious.
Hysterical. That nut still come in?
It's weird that you mention that. Our first nut, he came and got his order yesterday. So he's finally not to come back. back.
No, but nobody who listens to this show knows what the hell you're talking about. So either abort the story or explain this guy very, very quickly.
Well, there's been two different really crazy people that came in to work. And one guy has just, he was waiting for his order to come in, and every day he would come in and bother us with something. Every day. But he would do weird stuff like he had to go to work, so he wanted to change clothes for work in our bathroom.
That's weird.
And then another day he was having a large argument with somebody on the phone in our lobby, and the manager is like, you gotta get out. But every day he calls, every day he argues, every day he stops by. It was insane. He finally is done with us. And I hope he never comes back.
He's coming back for Thanksgiving, and he's bringing a rhubarb pie.
rhubarb pie is awesome.
All right. So, well, we hope you get better soon. You might want to look for a better caliber of doctor. Because once again, what you are looking at is horseshit.
Well, I get brand new insurance through my company October 1st.
That's very exciting.
So I am very excited, and that means that I can go and shop for a gyno that's covered by that plan.
And hopefully one that doesn't have access to a interstate highway, so he has to stay local.
Yeah. Has medical training, has a background, is stable.
Wait, you're not supposed to use a plunger? What?
Oh, good God.
Even if you do, look, the fucking door's open. Go in.
Do you know, one time I went to the hospital with this same problem, and I went and I had to have an internal sonogram, which basically means that they take a wand, and they put it up the hoo-ha, and they search around for what they're looking for to see if everything looks cool, and they take pictures. But in the meantime, if you have something that's up there that's sore and is causing you problems, they need to get good pictures, so they're jabbing this wand into the hurting part to get the good picture. And you're just like, oh my God, I'm being raped by this Israeli woman in the hospital, and there's no one to help
Hold on.
Can't you Photoshop them? What's the problem?
Hold on. Tell that story, but more slowly, and mention the Israeli woman at the top.
Meanwhile, me and
Superbowl on this.
Oh.
There was this Israeli woman who was a per diem technician there, apparently.
Per diem? What do they give her money for the vending machine and she does a job? What does that mean?
Pretty much.
Here's $5. Get yourself an M&M. Get yourself some M&Ms and a Dr. Pepper and have at it.
It was like the substitute teacher of technicians.
Oh,
you know
God.
What I'm saying?
Oh, God. At least they
and she was
better.
She was just not, you know, I mean, she's got the same parts, but she was not sentimental or empathetic about my problems at all. I've had lots of people going up there looking for stuff over the years because it's always been a problem. This lady was like, she was
dead. What is
it? She was just like an old shipwreck.
Her vagina is like Journey to the Center of the Earth. And much like Journey to the Center, much like the latest Journey to the Center of the Earth movie, Brendan Fraser was never the same again. So,
well, you know, after that experience, oh, and the really weird thing was that because the room was warm, like you have to understand how incredibly vulnerable you feel. You're on a table, and your legs are spread wide open, up in stirrups.
Sounds good so
and
far.
Somebody is shoving something into your gender parts. Meanwhile, there's a curtain between us.
That's what people ask me what my dream date is. Wow.
I don't see the problem. People pay good money for this.
No. No, wait. The curtain is closed, but because it was warm in the room, she asked to keep the door open. So, like, feet away, people walking by and having conversations. I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, open to the world, legs akimbo, and I'm hearing people walking by talking feet away, and I'm like, no, you know what? I feel way too exposed. You're going to have to shut the door and deal with the heat, because, oh, my God.
What happens?
Hello.
What happens? What happens if heat wasn't really the issue, but there might have been another issue when she was trying to be kind?
No. I don't think that was it.
Well, if you watch 90 Day Fiancé like I do, it can end a marriage. So I'm just saying that. Yeah, on 90 Day. On 90 Day Fiancé, there was this guy with this woman, and they were going at it on like one of the tell-all specials, and he pretty much said, oh, it smells bad down there. No guy will ever have sex with you again. He said that on national television, and this woman has not been the same since then.
I got to tell you something, man. I bumped into that show last night. I was intrigued, and then I start goofing on it, and then I'm like, I should go on like line and film it and goof on it, and then the show right after that is people watching and goofing on it.
Joe, you goof on it, invest yourself. Yeah, it's much better than Ice Road Truckers. It is good shit. I got a whole list of relationship topics to discuss from that show. And, you know, it's very entertaining, and once in a while, it brushes up against what we do with the scammers. And right here, you're saying it brushes up with Pip's vagina. So it's a very educational show.
Wait a minute, I'm very careful about what brushes up against my vagina.
Apparently not. Apparently it's open for business.
It's open season for Israeli tax.
Passes by, see the spectacle or the speculum.
It was just, they were, like, I'm hearing their conversations, like, really close by. And, like, you know, when you're all legs akimbo like that, and you can feel the breeze on the hoo-ha, you don't want strangers.
They put her up on the lift.
I was up on the lift. No, I was at...
Well, I can't seem to find anything wrong, but you are leaking oil.
Or at least it looks like oil.
We have some parts we could put in you on an old Buick. How do you feel about that?
I take Buick parts. But I was like, oh my God, woman. Jesus, what are you digging up to my lungs? What are you doing? And yeah, that was a really bad experience. Yeah. This was after some of the things I have seen and had done to me. This was like the nicest date ever. Just lie down. We'll shove you through the MRI and have you out of here and with no answers in minutes.
Pip has the vagina that you just can't leave lying around. You got to get it in and out. Apparently that shit'll go bad. It'll turn like in, out, go. We'll let you know if we find something.
you think I have bad luck with chicken salad?
Oh my God.
This whole system.
I got to tell you, Joe.
Bad to me.
Between her ass and her tender parts, the best thing that could happen to this woman is she gets stuck in some type of door that cuts her in half. That's the best thing that could happen. Because I'll tell you what. Because from the belly button down, it's rotten. It's no good.
Shot.
There's nothing there anymore.
Shot.
We just gotta like.
Shot. So broken.
We just gotta like make Pip like Pip some type of like. Combination human and wheelchair type thing, so she can wheel herself around. Because the stuff down there, nobody wants to
build like a $6 million man.
Yeah, because the medical profession wants nothing to do with either end of her anymore. They're like, there's nothing more we can do. Slap a couple wheels on it and call it a day. You don't need a doctor, lady. You need a mechanic.
I know. It's always been bad. I mean,
it sounds
bad. I had all my medical records all in one place, it would be like, we should just rip that stuff up out in the beginning. But no, they won't do that.
Can you imagine walking up?
Yeah.
Can you imagine walking up to Mr. Helix? Have you ever killed a man? No, but I've seen worse.
Mr. Helix, because that dude is battle worn.
That man has seen some things.
Yeah, he's bulletproof.
He puts on his little.
He's got PVD, post vaginal disorder.
Sure.
Poor
man has to put on like a snorkel just to go down. There's like, all right, I know it's our anniversary. Happy Halloween. Here we go.
I think the doctor ran off and they don't want to see it. Cause I think one time a tentacle came out and grabbed the speculum and started swinging. And like,
just came in. Hey, you, come closer. Ah!
They said they wouldn't put the video on YouTube. Damn it.
Good God. It's like a massacre in there.
It can't be pretty. I can't see from this.
You know what there is? Joe, there's like probably like a Timex watch stuck up in there from high school that she forgot about.
And you know what? It's just like the vagina. It takes the licking and keeps on ticking.
Thank you.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
Oh, well. You know what? I was wrong. Whenever you go to the ER, it's entertaining. How dare I almost not bring this to the audience's attention? I mean, sure, people are vomiting right now, but once they get past that, it's very funny.
But it's happy vomit.
Good God, woman.
No, there's nothing like happy vomit.
There's no time that I go and have some kind of medical excursion where it isn't, like, vastly humiliating and thereby incredibly entertaining.
My God. You know,
thank you for that.
Yes, we do.
No problem.
But, I mean, seriously, enough with your holes. I mean, really, they're not helping you anymore. They're not helping anybody.
Don't I know it.
I just have to say,
you must thank me for sharing this.
I'm going to say...
We do. You know the content you've given us over the years?
I'm going to say this. My expectations of what this presidency could be have been lowered by the performance thus far. But if Joe Biden can just shut Pip down, I would consider his presidency a success.
Shut me down? Like a computer that's gone bad?
Because listen, if he sends a deployment of troops over there, how many military are we going to lose defending that hole? I mean, we lost 13 in Afghanistan.
No. They would run screaming as if they saw aliens chomp the guy in front of them in half.
They're just trying to get children away from that area, and then it just goes off and they explode, and a vagina explosion. Was it ISIS? No, it was ISIS.
Then there's a press conference with Jen Psaki circling back around Pip.
We're going to circle back to that.
We'll circle away.
And Ducey from Fox News says, but let's talk about the ass. And Jen Psaki's like, no, we're not talking about the ass. I'll answer all your ass questions later.
We'll circle back.
See, that's why if Biden is going to take this on, he needs one of those Trump spokesmen, because they won't even talk about that. We heard there was problems with Pip's vagina. No, her ears are great. Best ears we've ever seen. Everybody's commending the president on his job with Pip's ears. But heard there's an issue with her vagina. We haven't heard such thing. Foreign leaders are commenting and saying how wonderful Pip's ears are.
We can move on to Pip's teeth. Pip's teeth is wonderful. We need to get
Spicer in there.
Sean Spicer is never getting in there.
Even Spicer's like, look, I lied. Ain't nothing like this.
Even I can't keep this secret.
I have this problem where my ovaries grow these ginormous cysts.
Okay. All right.
They hurt.
Okay. I just vomited in my mouth. Okay.
Keep going. We want to hear.
Well, the last time I went to the ER for this problem was...
Go.
I'm turning green here. I'm turning...
COVID.
Oh, God.
And so what happened was, they go, like, worse, and they're, like, going out of the room to, like, do tests, or I don't know what they're doing. And so it took so long in the ear that the damn thing just burst.
Okay. Okay. All right. Are you happy, Joe? Are you happy? Good God. A million people just stopped the podcast in the middle of part one because of you. Are you happy, you fucking animal? Ugh.
You asked for it.
No. No, no. I specifically asked you to stop. I did not ask for that.
Joe asked for it.
So Joe asked for a lot of things, but when do we listen to him?
You know what? I just figured, okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. It's all right. A terrible experience when it goes awry.
Good God. Just fucking, as Chef Ramsay would say, shut it down! Shut it down, you donkey! It's raw! It's bloody raw! Shut it down!
Yeah,
oh, God.
It is.
All right, that's a lot. We're going to move on to some other things.
Ugh. Okay.
That was really nauseating.
You're welcome.
Fucking Joe, I will get you back.
You probably will.
Oh.
And you'll wait years.
I will.
We'll be doing a show. I'm like, what the fuck did you do that for? That was 2020. That was 2021 on the 28th show.
Remember that exploding ovarian cyst story? You're welcome.
Yeah. What did it take about maybe 4 years to get me back on the comet in Michigan?
Yep.
Wait until we were in Kentucky to do it.
A Rosenblatt never forgets. Even though Rosenblatt forgets a lot, a Rosenblatt never forgets Joe being spiteful. He will get it.
Or it all went spiteful as being an asshole.
Well, assholes are spiteful. We're parsing assholes here, which is Pip's line of work. Let's move on to something less disgusting. Oh. By the way, this is a perfect time to say hello to somebody. So a fan of the comedy came up to me after the show and said her husband listens to the podcast. So if you hung in there for that story, thank you for your listenership. We appreciate it.
You are a warrior.
Thank you. We got another 2 hours to go. I see the stories. It'll be fine.
Yeah, well, if he's a listener, he kind of knows what to expect. But that was an ovary too far.
Right, we'll be fighting over policy in just a minute.
You were talking about exploding vaginas. Well,
oh my God, just really, wow! How you have avoided a rifle to the back of the head and a barn, lo, these many years, I do not know.
You know what's funny? I saw your mouth moving and stuff like that. I go, did the mic cut out or is he just exasperated?
No, I was feeling ill. I was feeling ill.
Yeah. Oh my God. I broke Gavin.
The only one who's not laughing is Mr. Helix. He's like, I gotta fucking pretend I like this mess. Pip's vagina is the Scrapple of vaginas. Most people don't like it. Most people have never heard of it. So she's just got to hope she finds the one person that does like it, and that person really likes it. She found the guy. She found Scrapple vagina.
Scrapple vagina. Ew. That doesn't sound like a good sandwich.
Well, nothing that you've described sounds like it would be good in the mouth. So... Good God.
Crap.
That is the worst type of squirting. All right, let's move on. Ugh. I need a rice cake or something. Ugh.
To try.
I'm getting some gefilte fish.
No, shut up. You're not helping. You're a terrible human being.
It's saltines and ginger ale.
Saltines and ginger ale. Maybe some Coca-Cola that was left out on the counter.
Well, you
can have
the chicken salad.
Yep. I feel like I ate 3-day-old chicken salad. All right. Let's, let's do this first. Because this will lead into another story, and then we'll see if we could do the home inspection thing. So this is kind of an interesting story. So my daughter's friend came over the house on Sunday. I haven't seen this girl in a year. She's one of the two of my daughter's oldest friends. They went to preschool together. But she's not in any of my daughter's classes, and you know how that is when you're a kid. But she came over to do, of all things, my wife's makeup. They did a dry run because we got the wedding next Tuesday, so we won't be here next Tuesday. So she came over. So it was,
the wedding is on a Tuesday?
They're Jews, stupid. Of course it is. It's not going to be on a Friday or a Saturday. And you know what? Probably with all these weddings backed up because of the past year with COVID, probably Tuesday's what you could get. So, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of times Jews will have it on weeknights. You're inviting 400 people because Jews don't do small weddings. Like mine was like 200, and that's considered small for Jews. So
I had it on a Saturday.
Well, you can't do it on Friday. You can't do it on Saturday. So a lot of times they'll do it on a Sunday. In this case, it's a Tuesday. I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, that's why we won't be here next week. Anyway, so right before this girl is a cheerleader. So right before the summer ended, they had a 4-day sleepaway camp for the cheerleaders, which I thought was kind of weird to do during COVID, especially right before school starts. It's like, first of all, it's a bad idea. Second of all, by the end of the summer, shit was worse than the beginning of summer. Third of all, if something does go wrong, now these girls are going to miss school, where if you would have done this stuff in July, they wouldn't have missed school. You know. All right.
Yeah.
So the camp is for kids ranging from 7th grade to seniors, so I guess theoretically from ages 11 to 18, I guess you could be having, and if you're under 12, you can't get the COVID vaccine. So the camp, and this camp is in New York, so you know, New York's a blue state, very big on the testing, whatnot, whether you think about it, that's just the way the state rolls. But this camp did not make vaccines mandatory, which I kind of get because it's kids. I kind of get that because it's kids. They didn't make testing mandatory. I thought that was a bit outrageous. I thought it's like, all right, you're having all these kids. They're going to be sleeping in closed quarters. You have to have testing. You have to have proof of a test. But they didn't do that. So I wasn't surprised about no vaccines. I was surprised that there was no testing. So, as luck would have it, a girl comes to camp. She wasn't feeling well. She wasn't feeling well when she was home. Her parents still let her go. They let her go to camp. No, she wasn't feeling well. The people, she gets to camp. She tells the people who are in charge of cheer camp, she's not feeling well. They did nothing about it. They didn't make her take a test. They didn't keep her separate from the other campers. So she's sleeping. She's sleeping with all the other campers. Well, as luck would have it, this girl had COVID. The full varsity cheer squad, which is about 40 girls, came down with COVID. Half of the JV squad, which is about seven or eight girls, which my daughter's friend is on, came down with COVID. And she said, now again, she's a young girl, but you know, so you got to take it within reason. She said this is the sickest she's ever felt. She was really sick. She had a quarantine. Her sisters had just gotten COVID from someplace else, so their house was in quarantine for 2 weeks, and then they had to go to another 2 weeks. But my point is, and this is going to lead into a story that we do later, there's a lot of people, and it starts with parents, that you would hope would make responsible decisions in this COVID era, but people just don't. People are just like, fuck it, it's probably allergies. It's a cold, which is shit that we used to do. You know, before COVID-19, you went to school, you had the sniffles. Do you have a fever? No, go to school. That's what it was before COVID. That's how we all went to school. Now, should we have? Probably not, if you think about it. You probably should have stayed home. But you only had so many sick days. So, and you know what? A lot of these parents, they're both working. At that time, they were out of the house. Now it may be different. But I just wanted to share that story because I want that in people's minds before we get to the story about Florida later. But it's just so disappointing that these young girls were failed by these people's parents and the people running this cheer camp, and that they had to be really sick. Now, I don't know if they've all recovered.
They had, we had a new cheer. I don't know if you heard it. We got COVID. How about you? We got COVID. How about you?
No. Okay. No.
Yes, Joe. They don't build a pyramid. They build the COVID circle.
And they stick the pom-poms out like those little red things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just sharing that story because I think it's just very disappointing. And this is in New York. This is in New York, a blue state. Now, you know,
that's incredible. That's really infuriating.
It is infuriating. I'd be so pissed if that was my daughter. And my daughter's friend had missed the first week and a half of school. I mean, what are they doing? I'm sure she wasn't the only one. What are they doing? Where is the thinking? So it just goes to show, you know, common sense, not common. Okay, I want to share that story. We'll do this real quick. Had the home inspection on this week because we had the accepted
cool.
offer. Well, you know, the home inspection is the home inspection, and this will tie in nicely to another story we'll be covering later on too.
Yes.
So I mean, basically, what the home inspection is, the home inspector is trying to find everything that is wrong and could go wrong because they're covering their ass to let you know so you can make the most informed decision. I assume for the home seller, it's a pain in the ass. I assume for the home seller, it's like, you know, getting dolled up for the prom, but first the people from Playboy are going to give you the once over and tell you why you look like shit. I guess that's what it is. Well, you know,
they draw circles around your cellulite to yes. make you feel really special.
A little chubby. Can you suck in your tummy? It looks like you have rosacea. Do you have acne? And I can't believe you picked this dress. That's pretty much what it is. Like if a house had feelings, we're trying to make it feel bad so new people can love you the right way.
You're walking out of the house and the house inspector goes, "Are you going to wear your hair that way?"
Exactly. Now, you got to keep in mind the market being what it is. You got to pick and choose what you're going to address with the home seller because we won our offer was accepted by a scant $1,500. That was the difference between us and the other seller. Now, we've paid for a home inspection before, and ultimately we didn't get that house, and they're not cheap. So, you know, some things, you know, like cleaning, wallpaper, you're not even going to bring that up. Yeah, that is what it is. You're not going to bring that up. But this had to be... So, what the home inspector does is he turns on everything. He turns on like the washing machine, the dishwasher, turns it all on at once, and he discovers that there's a wastewater leak in the basement. But he thinks it's just from like, and this is probably more Joe's area of expertise, like the seal from some type of plastic elbow like that looks like an accordion. He thinks it's just the seal broken. So it should be relatively inexpensive to fix. But you want that fixed before you move in.
Because it's like an accordion? Is it an accordion-looking thing?
Yes, yes. Except...
Yeah, you can fix that.
Right. Well, but, I mean, maybe they can fix it themselves if they're handy. If not, you got to bring in a plumber. So you got to bring that up. It's inexpensive. You hope they fix it, but you're not going to lose the house over it. You know, worst case scenario, you pay for the plumber. Now, one of the garage doors did not work, or we couldn't figure out how to get it work. So it's like two garage doors. We could, and it's like on one of the garage door openers, we couldn't figure it out. Now, that has to be addressed. Either you need to tell us what we're doing wrong, or that has to be fixed.
So when he hit the garage door, I guess he didn't use a remote. He used the mechanism that was on the wall?
Yes, I believe so.
All right.
So... The same thing, there was like issues with windows that need repairing, like one of them doesn't close all the way, and then there was a couple where they have these wires in them that hold the window in place when you lift it and raise it, and two of the windows...
Oh, there's wires in them?
I don't know, but I guess if so windows stay up or down like a cord...
Yeah, how old is that house?
Well, it was built in 1989.
Oh.
And he said the windows are good. I think they're like Empire windows or something. He said they're like double.
Especially with a cord, they're like old homes have like cords that go into the frames that hook up the house. 189. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, these.
Yeah,
are,
no, they they wouldn't have those like clotheslines in the windows in 1989 now.
Right.
He seemed to think the windows were good. They just need a little fixing. There was like electrical issues. We didn't even bring up like the GFI outlets. We're not even going to bring that up. We're going to have an electrician in there anyway. But like one of the they call it double tap or triple tap on the circuit breaker where they have like a couple different things going into one switch. So we have to find out because one of them had two things going into one. We have to find out what's going into it or is it a dummy thing. But we're probably not going to make them fix that.
You know what's funny with the GFI? Because your house and my house was built, I think, in 90 or 89 and 90. And I had a copy. I mean, the inspection was fine, but I actually reread the inspection just to look at a couple of things from 4 years ago. And one of the comments was there was no GFI outlets in the kitchen. I'm like, how could that be? It was built in 89. And sure enough, no, there wasn't. I guess it wasn't cold then.
Yeah. So we'll get that done. It's a safety feature. They actually were in the kitchen, but they didn't have them in the bathroom, which is weird. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even have them in either.
Yeah. The roof is – so here's – now it gets interesting. The roof is old. It could be the original roof. But it doesn't leak, but there are shingles missing. And they say when shingles are missing, that's the sign a roof is old. Now, if the roof was leaking, you could go, all right, you got to get this fixed before we buy it, or can you take it off and we'll take it off the price? But it's not leaking. So, again, we're just asking if they can replace the shingles, but we know at some point down the road, we're going to have to get that roof fixed. But unless it's actually...
Right. Now, I'll give you an example of what a roof costs. And basically, if that house was built in 89, it's a 30-year-old roof. That's the original roof on there. So it is time for a new roof. Now, I laid out on my house is 1,100 square feet. I laid out $9,000 for a new roof.
He said, well, this is a little bit more than twice that. It's probably going to be $20,000-$25,000. But you can't make them pay for a roof if it's not leaking. You can just ask them to patch up the shit that's like the shingles.
But you are that 25 G's that's sitting there within, I would say, the next 5 years.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
You know, definitely.
So that's not going to go away.
You hope the shingles buy you a little bit of time. So now the heater is very old. It might be an original heater. Now currently it's working. The heat's up nice and quick. The temperature's the right temperature. But there are valves on the top of the water heater that are corroded. So there's some type of leak there. So we're just going to ask them to fix the corroded valves because we know before we move in there, we're going to have to buy a new water heater, which is probably like around $1,500. But you don't want it to explode before, you know, after the deal, before you get your shit together. So you just ask them to fix that.
You got gas heat in there?
Yeah.
How's the furnace? The furnace is okay?
Apparently, I guess. But again, like there are all these, like in a different type of market, you could really go to battle with somebody for this shit. But in this type of market, you're like, all right, we're going to put this on the list of things we're going to have to get fixed.
Yeah.
But we'll probably get that done before we moved in because you don't want your shit down there and a water heater goes.
That would be a pronto move.
So, I don't think there's anything that would cause it. Like if they told us to go to hell, I don't think we would lose the house over it, if they don't want to address any of this stuff, truth be told. You hope for it. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed. Like the wife wants a new kitchen floor. Of course she does. Because I guess they put in some type of laminate, but it's in a high traffic area, and it's right by the outside, so it kind of gets cracked with the water and everything. So we're going to have to do that. But you don't have to do that right away. But whenever you buy a house that's not new and you're with a woman, there's shit that has to get fixed. So that's where we are.
Absolutely.
So
you're looking at another 50,000 worth of work.
Yeah, over time. Over time, you're probably right. So we haven't heard back from them. We spoke to our realtor on Sunday. So I guess she presented to them on Monday. It's Tuesday night. It's been a week since we had our accepted offer. I can't imagine this being a major issue. Because, you know, we're just...
No.
Like one thing, like there's a fan, in, like a ceiling fan in the ceiling, but it's a high vaulted ceiling in the living room. And there was no cord and we couldn't find the remote control. So we're like, does this work? Is there a remote control? It's stuff like that you kind of need answers to.
Yeah, and you know what? There's always going to be stuff that's missed. The people that we bought our house from left with the remote to the garage.
Ugh.
Thanks.
You know what's good with the home inspection, too? I mean, the guy made a video. He was very good. Also made a major list. So basically, you have an idea of how old stuff is. I mean, the heat, I found out the furnace was about maybe 15 years old. My air conditioning is, I think, about my air conditioning system is 15 years old and stuff like that. So from owning a house prior, I know like how much time stuff has left. So this season I went easy with the AC. I only turned it on for a little bit, you know, because it's going to be expensive to fix that. But if they're thorough, it gives you an idea of how long stuff's going
to
last.
Yeah, he looked up like the water heater, you know. He looked up the model to tell us how old. He's like, yeah, it's got to be replaced. You know, this woman was, you know, her kids moved out. The husband died years ago. She's got dogs and she's got a smoke and she's a smoker. So there's going to be, you know, so besides, you know, being by herself, you know, you have the issues that come along with having pets that's shed and being a smoker. So, I mean, we're going to have to, like, before we move in, because the carpets actually look like they're in good shape, believe it or not, but we're going to have to hire, and I might ask you about this, Joe, because I think you did this, get like a professional cleaning team in there to like, you know where they scrub it, scrub everything, including like the appliances and all that.
You go look at Merry Maids, you know, or a maid service, and they'll have like a move-in specialist, something like that. Will do everything. I wouldn't do carpets. So what I would do is I'd find out what like Stanley Steamer.
No, yeah, the carpets we'd have to do separately, but we're gonna have to do the walls and the appliances and.
Yeah, the lady that owned my house was just, you know, a very, you know, a neat freak and stuff, which was good. Joe's girl was saying, you should have the carpets done, but she didn't have any pets or anything. And I put down the carpet clean. The carpets were fine. You know, I just had to repaint.
I think when we sell this house, we're going to rip out the carpets throughout the house and maybe get laminate or get other carpets, because apparently my wife thinks the realtor thinks that we have to put in new carpet, so we get, you know, you spend $2,000, you get $10,000 more. Or I could not worry about the $10,000 and not spend the $2,000. But whatever.
You know what though? And like I say this all the time, so I learned it the hard way. The comps in the neighborhood are what dictate where your house is going to sell. So I would just find out what houses are selling in your development, sit down with the calculator, and see what you want to do, you know?
Well, we did the deck because to sell the house and because my wife didn't feel safe. Ugh. Whatever. All right.
what's that? Ugh, she didn't feel safe. Yeah, plummeting from your deck.
No, you know what?
A nice way to go out.
You know what? Don't stand on that plank. Problem solved. Enough. Don't lean over there. I mean, for God's sake. We're moving.
Look, it's not an expedition up a mountain. It's your damn deck. It should be okay to stand anywhere you want on the deck.
You know what? And your vagina should be fine for, you know, doctors not to have leave town. But we all have issues now, don't we? All right?
Yeah, but you know what, though? When the home inspector comes at your house, maybe he'll stay and not run for the hills like the gynecologist did.
I will tell you, Joe, when we sell this house will be in much better shape than Pip's tender parts, I assure you.
Oh, your house is always in perfect shape when you sell it.
Sure.
It never is when you live there. No.
Let me tell you something, Joe. When we sell this house, our house will be move-in ready, unlike Pip's vagina. So.
Wait, so are you saying I have to sell my vagina for it to get in good shape?
Well, I think you got to put your vagina up on blocks and put it out in the front lawn. I don't... Or maybe put your vagina out on bulk trash day and hope somebody wants to take it back and call it an antique. You know, really, because you're not selling that at this point. You can't even give it away.
I tried to sell it on Craigslist. Not even a nibble.
No, nobody's going to nibble with exploding ovarian cysts. Nibble. Ugh. Yeah. I don't even want to be in the same zip code as it. Nibble.
Some people like M80s.
I've never been so happy that Pip is doing the show remotely than I am tonight.
Hysterical.
And that's why.
Yeah.
You didn't want that on your carpet.
No, I didn't want that. I didn't want that in my atmosphere. I don't want that on my planet. Like I feel like calling Bezos now and go, hey, you got room for one more? This one, it's one way ticket though. We don't want this one back. No, her lips will flap. She'll be fine. If she comes back, it'll be like a parachute, a vaginal parachute. She'll glide safely down the earth. Maybe she'll be in an ocean. She'll get eaten by a shark, and then the shark will spit out and go, I'm off people. I can't anymore.
Yeah, right.
What are you
going to stick to penguins?
Yeah, the shark is going to be like, listen, I eat fish for a living, but this was too much.
What are you doing, flapping your hands like it flaps in the breeze?
Yeah, your vagina's like a stingray, just gliding and floating about. And much like a stingray, if the crocodile hunter got too close, it would kill him.
Yeah. The tail comes out with the barb, and you're done.
Sure. Good day. Ugh, vagina.
It's the sting vagina.
Oh, it's a pretty one. Look at this one. It hasn't exploded yet. You don't usually see them this close in their natural environment in the vagina, but fortunately the door was wide open and we snuck in.
Cracky! I've never seen a beaver that size before!
Be calm, vagina! Be calm! We'll release you into the wild.
Very quiet, mate. Like, I got my second amount. Now we're going to go in and see what's on there. Take a look what's in.
All right. Time to take a break.
Enough with the bit over.
The bit is the bit, much like. Yeah, it's enough. We've unlike the medical profession, we've done too much with Pip's vagina.
We've done more than a gun at colleges, man.
Sure, we didn't just keep on walking by. We said, "What you got going on over there?"
And dealt with it head first.
What's behind curtain number one?
Good God. Worst game. I'd rather take the donkey. Do you have the donkey behind curtain number two? I want the donkey.
Welcome to our. But okay, would you trade this $1,000 or go back when labia number one?
Pip Helix. Pip Helix and a rotten bean. All right, let's move on. Good God. All right. On the break, what a great segue for some great music. The music is good, unlike that last story. On the break, new music from MP Gray featuring Rudiger with Me and You. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. And we also have new music from Davey Long with Last Train to Tupelo, which is a song about Elvis Presley, if he were to come back. And you can learn more about them you can learn more about Davey at fluttertone.com. So I'll play those shortly. And when we come back, I talked about it, quarantining. You know what? It's just not for cheer camp anymore. Florida's got their whole new take on quarantining. We'll talk about that and so much.